So the Mishnah said, if you throw something, if you throw something, may Rishus Hayachid, Li Rishus Hayachid, and there's a Rishus Harabim in between. So the easiest example is, I throw something across the street, and there's a Rishus Harabim in between, from my front porch to your front porch, and the street in between us. Rabbi Akiva said Chayiv, and the Chachamim said Potter. Okay? Now, boy Rava had the following question. When I throw the ball from my porch to your porch, is that Lamata Me'asara? And then Rabbi Akiva said Chayiv, and the Chacham said Potter. So is that Lamata Me'asara Pligi? Is that under 10 Tvachim? Ubaha Pligi? And this is what they're arguing about? Because we know that there is no Rishus Harabim above 10 Tvachim. So if I throw the ball above 10 Tvachim and it goes in the street above 10 Tvachim, why am I Chayiv? That's not Rishus Harabim. That might be a Derabbanon. It's not Rishus Harabim. So what are they arguing about? Is it below 10 Tvachim? Ubaha Pligi. And here's the Machlokas. Demar Savar, that Rabbi Akiva holds, Amrinon, Kaluta, Kami, Shehuncha, that we freeze frame the throw. So I threw it from here into the Rishus Harabim, and it's a Rishus Harabim because it's below 10. And then it throws, and then it goes again, and it goes from Rishus Harabim to your porch. So I was wondering about this question, that he should really be chayiv twice. Once going from my porch to the street, and then from the street to your porch. No, I'm sure someone discusses that. I don't know. Once you're chayiv.
I don't understand then how you could ever have something, why you ever have a policy that Rishus HaRabim is above 10 Tfachim, because anytime you pass something above 10 Tfachim, it comes to rest. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Rishonim, everyone's going to ask that question. Hold off one second. So is that the Machlokas? If it's under 10 Tfachim, and I threw the ball below 10 Tfachim, and we say Kluta, so the ball goes from, even though it never stops, I threw it very fast. I'm a good 90 miles an hour pitcher. But it went from my Rishus HaYachid to the street. We're going to freeze it. It's a halachic freeze. It's not a real freeze. We're going to freeze it, and then it starts up again. So it went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and they're from Chayiv.
Where's the freezing accomplished? Hanacha?
Yes, exactly. Accomplishes the Hanacha. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And then the Akira again from
okay, that. So that's what I asked. There must be someone who discusses that. There must be someone who discusses that. And Umar Savar, the Chacham hold, Lo Amrina Kluta Kimi Shehuncha. We don't hold that freezing is like resting. Therefore, it never rested. Therefore, it went from my yard to your yard. And the fact that it passed over Rishus HaRabim, so what? So what? It never rested there. In order to be over on carrying, you have to rest. Or, Ava Lamaila Me'asara Tvachim, but if it's 10 Tvachim, above 10 Tvachim, they are called putter. Everybody would hold putter, right? V'lo yalfinon, zorek mimoshit. And we don't compare zorek to moshit. When it comes to moshit, we do say that above 10 tvachim you're chayiv, right? We do say that above 10 tvachim you're chayiv, okay?
I mean, above your putter, oh, okay.
What?
Above your putter, right? For sure.
Yes. Now, the Rashba, what?
If you throw a line drive, you're chayiv. If you throw a high pop, you're chayiv.
That's right. So the Rashba asks, and Tosfos also asked Josh's question, and they say, oh, this one second. So if I'm holding something in the street, if I'm holding something and I go walk with it, then one second. If I walk with something, then I never walk Dalet Amos, because I take one step. I don't stop. But if we say that Kluta, the item stops, what's the difference if I throw it or if I walk with it? What's the difference? No difference. So if I walk with the item, I never carry the item for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, because every second it stops. Isn't that basically what you were asking? So the Rashba answers, two answers. Number one, there's no answer to that question. So either you have to say, there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there's such a thing called carrying. And if you carry an item, even though we're going to halachically stop the item every split second, you're still chayiv. Or another answer the Rashba gives is we only say kluta to make you chayiv, not to make you putter. We only say kluta l'chumra, not l'kula. Now, why should that be? I don't know. I'm sure the Rosh Hashiv is, you know, gave whole shears about why that should be, but that's what it is. Okay? Now, Moshit, as Rashi points out in the first skinny line, Shahaya Bavodas Halavim, Lamaila Me'asara, Me'rashus Hayachid, Le'rashus Hayachid, Rashus Rabbe Emta, they were transferring the beams of the Mishkan from one wagon to another wagon, and there's a Rashus Rabbe in between, and the Moshit means to hand over. Right, to hand off. And V'sefer Diktani has Zorek Potter by Moshe Chayev Divri Akoli. So Moshe, everyone holds a Chayev. Aye, it's above 10 Tvachim. So what? Only throwing is a Kula. So what's going on over here? Right? Odilma, Lamala Me'asara Pligi. They're arguing above 10 Tvachim. Ubaha Pligi. Here's what they're arguing about. Demar Savar, Zorek, Yalfin and Zorek Mimoshe. Rabbi Akiva says, well, just like Moshe is above 10 Tvachim Yerchayev, so too throwing. Ah, it's an Amakom Patur. Yeah, but we know that by Moshe, we don't care. So what? He's still Chayev. Why Chayev? Because he did that in the Mishkan. So too throwing above 10 Tvachim Yerchayev. Umar Savar, and the Chacham hold no. Lo Yalfin and Zorek Mimoshe. We don't learn out Zorek Mimoshe. Okay? But if it was less than 10 tvachim, divi hakol chayiv. Everybody would hold the chayiv. Why not chayiv? My time or why? Kluta kibisha hun chadamya. Everybody holds from kluta. The only question was above 10 tvachim. That's the only issue. Do we compare Zorik to Moshe? That was Rava's question. That was Rava's suffix. In the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim.
So I'm yeah. I know I'm being very thick here, but I don't get it. So you're saying that Rosh Hashanah is only up to 10 tvachim by throwing, but not by transferring? I don't understand.
It's up to the 10 tvachim. It's up. It's over. The Rishus HaYirabim only lasts up to the 10 tvachim regarding everything.
Yeah.
It's only up to the 10 tvachim. However, if you're carrying an item, or if you're handing off an item, you're still chayiv.
Media rice, you know.
Yeah. Why? Because that's how it was in the Mishkan. There was also, they didn't throw things in the Mishkan.
Right.
So if I throw something, it's above 10 tvachim, maybe I'm not chayiv.
But why are you chayiv me the rice in a mokum tour there? I know they did in the ministry.
Because it's a fair question. The answer is that's how they did it in the Mishkan. What can I tell you? There's such a malacha called carrying. There's such a malacha.
I know.
By the way, if you anytime you carry something, you're above 10 tvachim.
I know.
Because your waist is above 10 tvachim already.
You're standing in Rosh Hashanah. You're standing on the ground.
No, what do you mean? I go out from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. I'm looking at my cell phone. It's right by my eyes. It's above 10 tvachim, and I'm carrying it in the street. I'm chayiv for that.
But you're why? Carrying it.
It's carrying. Yeah, but it's above 10 tvachim. So what?
But you're not above 10 tvachim.
What?
You're not above. You're standing on the ground. Your legs are on the ground. Now,
yeah, but carrying. Where's the item? Where's the item that I'm carrying? The answer is it's above 10 tvachim. The answer is so what? Only by throwing, which was not in the Mishkan, do we have this hack. Only by throwing.
It's a hard one. That's a very hard one, Mark. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because our model typically is the way it was done in the Mishkan. They say the way it was done in the Mishkan is not really the ideal way because it's really the doing it in a mokum tour. That's all. I'm just making sense.
I hear.
I'm guessing if you have two people with a jetpack and they're standing 10 feet above the ground and they hand themselves something, then it's probably okay. I'm just guessing. Because you're not.
I don't know.
You're not in Rosh Hashanah. You are now above the ground in a Makom Patur.
Right. So we're going to get to those cases because we're going to have a wall. But we'll get to it. Amar Yosef. Ha Milsa, Ibar Leila Rav Chista. The same question they asked Rav Chista. Upashti Nihile Rav Hamnuna Meha. And Rav Hamnuna answered it. And he answered it from the following. You ready for this Brisa? This Brisa says one word that's going to shed light on this issue. The word is called atzma, which means itself. May Rishus HaYachid, le Rishus HaYachid, if somebody throws a ball from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Yachid, the over Rishos Rabim Atzma, and it passes over in the real Rishos Rabim, right? Atzma, the real Rishos Rabim, Rabbi Akiva Machayev, Rabbi Chacham and Peturin. So it's a machlokas, the same machlokas. Now, what's the word Atzma? Midikama Rishos Rabim Atzma, since it said real Rishos Rabim, so Pshita Lamatam Yasar Pligi. It's obvious that's real Rishos Rabim. Not this fake Rishos Rabim that Yossi doesn't want to be Makabel because I said it was in the Mishkan. We're talking about real Rishos Rabim. Real Rishos Rabim, a different story. And what did Chachamim say? The Chachamim said, you putter. Why you putter? Obviously, because he doesn't accept the concept of Kluta. So it never rested in Rishos Rabim. It must be what it's about. Right? Now, Ubamai. Now, what are we talking about over here, Yossi? If it's carrying, regular carrying in your hand, if it's regular carrying, then you're chayiv, even if it's above 10 tefachim, if you're carrying it in your hand. If you carry a knapsack over in Rishos Rabim, it's behind your back, it's a knapsack, chayiv, you're chayiv. Aye, it's above 10 tefachim. Shekin Maisa B'nei Kahas. That was in the Mishkan. What can I tell you? El Alav, we must be talking about Zorik. We must be talking about throwing. Ulamata Me'asar Hu D'Machayev. And above 10, below 10 Tvachim, you're Chayev. Lamala Me'asar Lo Machayev. And if it's above 10, you're not Chayev. Shmamina, we've proven. Bekaluta Kamosh Huncha Pligi Shmamina. That's what they're arguing about. From the fact that it said the word Atzma, means real Rishos Rabim, that must mean below 10. Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Because you threw it, and we're going to freeze, stop it, and therefore it's considered resting. Then it starts up again, Yechayev. You transfer it from one Rishos to another. The Chum say, you putter. Why? It's in 10 Tavachim, 100%. Never rested. What?
You see, if you have the art scroll, it refers to 92A, note 21. I wouldn't do it. But it talks about it quite extensively. Carrying sending Rishos Rabim brings in Rashi, Tosfos from Erevin. 92A, note 21 for afterwards.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Upligi to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar, by the way, argued on this. On Rav Hamnuna's Pshat. Why? Damar Belazar, Mechayev Har Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Lamayla Miyud. Rabbi Akiva, according to him, Rabbi Akiva said, Yechayev, even if it's above 10 Tvachim. Why Yechayev if it's above 10 Tvachim? Because Rabbi Akiva must have compared throwing to handing off. He must have done that. Otherwise, why Yechayev? Right? The high diktani Rishos Rabim Atzma. Then why did it say Atzma? Which means real Rishos Rabim. Now we're not talking about real Rishos Rabim. We're talking about fake Rishos Rabim. We're talking about Rishos Rabim above 10 Tvachim. It's not really Rishos Rabim. The only reason why Yechayev is because we're going to compare it to handing off. And then Yechayev also. Even if it's not real Rishos Rabim. Why? Mishkan. So then why did it say Atzma? Why did it say Rishos Rabim Atzma, which means real Rishos Rabim? Why did it say that? You know why? Lodiach HaKocha de Rabbanon. To tell you how makel the Rabbanon are. Right? That what? That not only if you throw above 10 Tvachim are you Pater. Not only that's for sure. But even if you hand off above 10 Tvachim. Even if you hand off above 10 Tvachim. Right? No, I'm sorry. Then they would agree, Yechayev. They would say you're putter if you carried something, if you threw something below 10 tvachim, because they don't say kaluta kni shahon chadamya. Okay? So it comes out, according to this, they're arguing on both cases. They're arguing below 10 tvachim, do you say kaluta? And they're arguing above 10 tvachim, do you compare throwing to carrying, to handing off? Arguing on both cases, and in both cases, the Chacham Amekel and Pligi Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi. There's a third opinion. The Amar of Chilki Bar Tuvi, Tol Shlosha, if it's within three Tvachim of the ground, Divri Hakol Chayev. Everyone holds a Chayev. You roll it on the ground, you Chayev. Lamal Me'asara, if it's above 10 Tvachim, Divri Hakol Pater. Everyone holds your Pater. Why does everyone hold your Pater? Because nobody compares carrying to throwing to handing off. From 3 to 10, That's Bono Machlokes, Rav Kiva, Rav Bonon. That's the Machlokes, right? According to Rav Kiva, we say Kluta, and according to the Rabbanon, we don't. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a Bryce that says this. Pesach, Gimel, Devriya Kol Chayim. If it's within three, everyone knows the Chayim. L'mayla miyod, ein ela mishum shavus. If it's above 10 Tavachim, it's only the Rabbanon. V'im ha'yir Rishos, Shalom, Mutter. But one second. If it's your own Rishos, you live next, you own the house next door to yourself, and there's two porches, and you throw it to your son in the other house, or you hand it off to him, then you chayim, even if there's a Rishos Rabim in between. So let's say it's across the street. You own the house across the street, and you throw, then you chayim. We'll discuss that. Migimu v'yarasara, if it's from 3 to 10, Rabbi Akiva mechayim. Rabbi Akiva says you chayim. Why? Kluta, the chacham and potrin. They say potter because they don't say kluta.
What is the story behind this difference between 3 to 10 and under 3?
Under 3, we'll see why in a minute. We'll see why right now. Amar Mar. Before we talked about that, we're going to talk about the case of when you own both houses. Amar Mar. Im ha'yir b'shuyos shalom mutter. If you own both houses, then it's mutter. So lema tev tuzza derav. That can't be right. The itmar shnei batim b'shnei tzidei b'shus harabim. If there are two houses on two sides of the street, you own the house across the street, right? Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav said, Osir lizrok mizel lezeh. You're not allowed to throw from your own house to your own house across the street. Now, we just read a bride that said, you are. It's mutter. And Shmuel Amar, mutter lizrok mizel lezeh. Right? You're allowed to. So Rav said, you're not allowed to. We just read a bride that said, you're also allowed to. Now, Rav's allowed to argue on a brisa. He could do that, but we'd rather not say that. So what's going on?
Who cares if you own it? I don't care. Who cares if you own both houses? You
still so we're going to explain. We're going to explain right now. Lav miyokimna, lahi. Didn't we explain? Kigon, dimidli chad, umitesi chad. The houses are not the same size. On one side of the street, you have a four-story house. On the other side of the street, it's a ranch. You want to throw from the ranch to the four-story house. You have to aim very, very good because it's got to go in the window. If it's just for me to you across the street, okay, I'll throw it. You'll catch it. No, it's not that. It's a funny case. The case is it's different levels. So it's very hard to aim. I'm going to throw it over here and it's going to from the ranch and it's going to go into the window on the fourth story. Very hard to do that. What's going to happen? It's going to fall on the floor and you're going to go pick it up and carry in the Shus HaRabim. That's why Rav said it's usher. Really, it's not usher. Only in that funny case where it's different sizes, then it's usher. Right? Rashi explains, because that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have to aim very carefully. You're not going to do a good job. It's going to fall, and you're going to go pick it up. Okay? But, right. So, so the reason why if it's in your house it's okay is because it's above 10 tefachim. So the whole thing it's only with the rabbanon, because really it's above 10 tefachim, it's not an issue. And then since you own both houses, the chacham felt we don't have to make an eruv. However, said Rav, no, I still say it's aser because I have another problem. The houses are not the same size. It's going to fall on the street. You're going to go out and carry it. If the houses are the same size, I'm not worried about that. And Shmuel's never worried about that. Shmuel said it's mutter. Why Shmuel say it's mutter? He's not worried about that. You have a very good aim. It's not going to fall on the street. You're not going to go run and pick it up. Very good. Now we're going to discuss the three tefachim issue.
One second. Is that what Shmuel says?
Shmuel said it's mutter.
He says it's mutter, but just a nuance. Is he not worried? Is he not worried that he says, I don't care. I'm not chayshah that you're going to go pick it up. What is he not chayshah for?
I think he's not chayshah for that.
He's not chayshah that the throw is going to be bad. He's not worried that he's just saying that a person who misses is not going to go into Rosh Hashanah rob him and pick it up. What is he not worried about?
He's not worried that if the houses are different sizes, I underlined it over here. Rashi says it. I don't know where Rashi says it exactly. He says over here, Ushmul lachoshesh lakach. Shmuel's not worried that you're gonna fall, it's gonna fall and you're gonna go get it. But if the houses are the same size, then even Rav's not choshesh for that. And therefore it's okay. Okay, now we're gonna talk about the three tvachim issue. Amar le Rav Chista le Rav Hamnuna. Amar le Rav Hamnuna le Rav Chista. Menaha milsa de Amar Rabbanan kol pachos migimel kol lavad dami. Where'd that come from? So we all know something called lavad, right? If it's less than three tvachim, it's considered connected. So if yischach doesn't reach the wall, it's less than three tvachim, it's good, right? And the same thing, if the wall of your sukkah doesn't reach the ceiling, it's a little bit, if it's less than three tvachim, it's good. Same thing over here. If you threw it within three tvachim of the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. It's a problem. So we say lavad. What's that mean? Amale. So he told him back, there's no such thing as a floor, especially outside in the dirt, where it's 1,000% smooth. It's 100%. Balakid means a plane. Like you know, you got some tool and you made it 100% smooth. There's no such thing. You have bumps. You have little crevices in the street. You have that. There's no such thing where it's 100% smooth. So therefore, there's a three tefach give leeway that's also considered the floor. It can be a little bit higher. Why? Because anyway, it's higher and lower in certain places. So it's not a problem. So therefore, it's within the three tefachim, it's considered on the ground in Yichayim. So Gemara says, Ihachi gimel nami. Then why is the cutoff at three tefachim? Sometimes you have even higher than three tefachim in the street. That can't be the reason. Vesu haditnan, also, we have another thing. Hamishal shel defanos lamaila lamata. If I have a sukkah, and I put the sukkah, I have wood, right? And I'm making walls of my sukkah. And I start at the ceiling. And I build the wall down. And I run out of wood. So the wall doesn't go down to the floor. So how much wood, how open can that hole be? So, Hamashal shel defanos lamaila lamata. I'm building the wall from top going down. If it's less than three tvachim, it's fine. Right? What does that have to do with the floors of the street? The answer is nothing. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. That can't be the answer. The Gemara says, well, hasam taima over there, hasman taima mishum dahavile mechitza shagadiyim bokinba. If the opening of the wall is more than three tvachim, then the goats are coming into the sukkah. If it's lower than that, the goat can't fit in. You don't want the goat in the middle of your sukkah. That's why that shear is over there. Hacha, right? Tinach lamata. Good. So you explain the lower shear. What about if I start building the wall from the bottom, from the floor, and I'm building, and I run out of wood? How high do I have to build to the schach that it's okay? And the answer is the same three tvachim. Tinach lamata. Lamai lamai ekel lemeimar. So what? There's no goat issue over there. The goat's not going to jump and fly into the sukkah. So what's the shear? Why is the shear three tvachim? And the answer is elapal kachas mishlosha kalava dami hilchasa gemiri la. It's a halacha lamoshe misinai. That's all. There's no reason for it. It's a halacha lamoshe misinai. Okay? Now, got all that? Now we're going to talk about the opposite case. I'm throwing from a Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and there was a Rishus HaYachid Be'emtza. Okay?
Now, before you get there, just one question. I know they're saying it's close to the ground, under three, but that's a very weird way of transporting or carrying something, like on the ground, rolling it. The average way of carrying is above three, isn't it?
Right, I hear.
It's a weird thing. Rolling it, I mean...
So many things about Hotzah are so unusual. It's such an unusual... Spend so much time on it.
Right.
And it's so unusual. Such a rule breaker. It breaks all the rules of normal malachas. So interesting. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, now we're going to the opposite case. So there's a... So think about this. I'm throwing I'm throwing in the street... And there's a house in the middle of the street, and the ball goes through the house. That's the case, right? There's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in between. So it goes through the house. right? So, Tana Rabbanan, may Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I'm throwing from one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to another Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, V'Rosh Hashanah Yachid Be'emza, and there's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in the middle of the street. So this is not a Mishnah. This is a Brisa, Rebbe Mechayev, V'Chachamim Potrin. Rebbe say Chayev, the Chachamim say Potter. Ravu Shmuel de Amri Tarvayhu. Now explaining what are they arguing about? Lo Mechayev Rebbe El Bishus Rabbi El Bishus Yachid Mekora. The Bishus Yachid had to have a roof over it. It's not a field or someone's yard. No, it was a house or a barn or something with a roof. The Amrinan Kuzvi say, Besa Kamale Damya. We view the house, it's very similar to Kluta. We view the house as if it's full. The house is considered full. And therefore what? Therefore, when it goes into the house, it stops because it's so full that it gets stuck in there. And then it continues out of the house. So I've transferred the item from one rishus to another rishus. It's the same thing as Kluta. Tosfos is busy. Why is it different? Why is it called something different? Okay. Avol she'ena makora, but if it doesn't have a roof, lo, then you pop it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What?
You froze.
Oh, is it better now?
Yeah, now you're fine. But
okay, so what didn't you hear me say?
Last minute, so 10 seconds.
So if the house is roofed, then we view the house as if it's full. We view the house as if it's full, so the ball gets stuck in the house. It rests in the house, so you carry it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Then it goes out of the house. Again, this is all fiction. This is all it's not true. It doesn't stop at all. And the Rabbanan say we don't say that. Therefore, it never rested in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it went straight from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It happened to pass through Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what? You're putter. It never rested in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It didn't transfer from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Amar Vacha, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Huna, Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nechayev Ha'i Rebbe Shtayim. Here, Rebbe says Nechayev twice. Achas Mishum Hotza, Achas Mishum Achnasa. It goes in, it stops, Nechayev once. Then it goes out, Nechayev again. Yosef Rav Chana, the Kakashalei. Remember the Mechayev Rebbe Atol de B'makom Av? 1 second. What is that? What is going in and going out? One's a told and one's an av. How could you be chayiv twice for the same act? We have a rule. V'atanya, Rebbe Omer, Dvarim, it says in the Torah, in Parshas V'Yakel, Eila ha-dvarim. Dvarim means two things, plural. Ha-dvarim is three. And Eila, the ha-dvarim is 36. The gematria of Eila is 36. Eilu lama tes malachos shnemer l'moshe b'sinai. These are the 39 malachos. Why do we need to know the number 39? Amalei Rav Yosef. So why do we need to know the number 39? Because it's the maximum number of karbanos you could bring on one Shabbos. I could do 1,000 toldas. Yeah, but a told is makom av. So there can't be more than 39. So how could it be who to say Yechayev twice? How could that be? So the answer is, Amalei Rav Yosef, mar hani masnele v'kashle derebi ad derebi. Because you had a kasha on Rebbe to Rebbe. Rebbe said Yechayev twice, and Rebbe also said that Yechayev only 39. That doesn't make any sense. Anan ad Rebbe Yehuda masnisen v'loka kashalon. We don't hold from Rebbe. We don't hold from the 39 issue. We don't hold from that Eila drasha. Therefore, not on 39. Titanya, we learned. Merishas Yachid l'Rishas Rabbim. If you carry from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Rabbim, the offer arba amos b'rishus rabbim, and you also carry 4 amos of rishus rabbim. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chacham potrin. Rabbi Yehuda says yichayev v'chacham say yipater. The chacham say yipater. You carry how yipater. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel mechayev ha'i Rabbi Shtayim. It must be he meant Rabbi Yehuda chayev twice. Why twice? First he carried from one rishus to another rishus, and you also carried 4 amos in that rishus. Yichayev twice for that? Yeah, yichayev twice. Now, we would only say Yechayev once. Why Yechayev once? Because it's a tolda and an av. You can't be Yechayev twice for that. What do you see from here? that Rabbi Yehuda holds he can be chayiv twice. Achas mishamotza, v'achas mishamavara. De'ich sokad dechadahu demechayiv. You want to tell me you chayiv once? Then what the chacham say? You putter? Why you putter? The cloud, the rabbanon patri lagamri. The rabbanon say you putter. How could that be? Ha'apik leim yirshus yachidu yirshus rabim. You carried from your house into the street. Why you putter? It must mean you chayiv twice, and they say you chayiv once. So when they say putter, they mean putter for the second one. Mimai, who said all this is true? Dilma maybe lo molamei malach ribu dechadahu demechayiv. Maybe you chayiv only once. V'rabbanon patri lagamri. The rabbanon say you're totally potter. How could that be? Hechi mishkachasla. How could that be? Kigon da'amar. What you said was ad nafkale l'rishus harabim tanuach. What you said was ad nafkale l'rishus harabim tanuach. Right. The second I go outside, I want it to rest. So you never did the second malacha. Ubaha poligi. And they're arguing about the following issue. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Amrinan Kluta Kimisha Humcha. We say Kluta anyway. Vis Abdelei Mach Shavaso. So you got what you wanted, right? It rested the minute you left, and therefore you chayev for Hotzah. But for Havara, you're not chayev. Why not? Why are you not chayev for Havara? Because it's a tall Dub Makomav, and you only chayev once. For Abanan Savri, Lo Amrinan Kluta Kimisha Humcha. We don't say kluta. V'lo is abdali machshavto. That's not what you wanted. You wanted it to rest here, but then it went further. Avol told the mokamav lo mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, but it told the mokamav Rabbi Yehuda would not say yechayev. So that's a funny, funny case when the rabbanon would say you potter. That's why you potter. But really, you only chayev once. Says the Gemara lo so because it's impossible. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mosif he added on more malachas. Af hashovet. Shovet is some kind of separating the threads of the loom and the hamadaktake, which is another kind of another kind of thing in the loom. What does it mean, Mosif? What does it mean he added on? Amrulo, so the Chacham told him back, first of all, Shoved, Harehu Bechal Mesach. First of all, Shoved's included in Mesach, which is setting up the loom. And second of all, Madaktek, Harehu Bechal Orei. And Madaktek is included already in weaving. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said Mosif? He meant told us. You don't use the word Mosif then. Obviously, my love, Dav Devinu Lahatavayab Hadiyadadi. Obviously, you did the Malachas at the same time. You did Mesach and this Shovet, whatever it is. Right? Ushma Minah, Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, told the Mokomav. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev, told the Mokomav. Obviously. He said, Mosif, adding on. Obviously, Yechayiv more. Minai, who said, maybe not, everyone's a separate avoda. Rabbi Yehuda, atold him, mokamav, lo mechayiv. No, he would never say Yechayiv atold instead of an av. Ubakum iflugi. Here's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Hani, Avos, Ninu. These are more avos. Mosif means avos, not told us. I have more avos. I don't hold from 39. I hold this more than 39. Rabban and Safi, have we told us, Ninu? These are told us. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif. What does Mosif mean? Iyamrit, Bishloma, Avos. If it's Avos, my Mosif, Mosif, Avos. That makes sense. He added on more Avos. That's very unusual. El Iyamrit told us, but if Rabbi Yehuda said they were told us, my Mosif. Why would I use the word Mosif? There's 1,000 told us. What's Mosif? Obviously, he meant Avos. How do we end off? So it's no raya that Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev a told of Mokomav because he just made more toldos. I'm sorry, he made more avos. So there's no raya about that. Okay. Itmar Nami, almost finished. Itmar Nami. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damri Tarvayu, Lo Chayev Rabbi Yehuda El Achas. No. If you throw from Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, through Rishus HaYachid, Rabbi Yehuda says he chayev only one time. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Ulamai Desalak Adaitin Meikar Dechayev Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. But originally we thought Rabbi Yehuda would hold the chayev twice, right? I lahachi kaviyala, lahacha lo kaviyala. I lahachi kaviyala, lahacha lo kaviyala. In other words, how can you be chayev possibly twice? It goes by your machshava. Where do you want this thing to go? Where do you want it to go? If you wanted it to go in point A, and it went in point B, so you only chayav once. And if you wanted it to go in point B, and it went through point A, you also chayav only once. So what was the half meaning chayav twice? So the Gemara says, Amalei, ba'omer kol makom sheter tzatanuach. What you said was, I don't care where it lands. I couldn't care less. I'm happy no matter where it lands. So then we'll say it goes into the house. That's chayav once. And then from going in to going out, it's chayav a second time. Okay, a little bit more. Now, pshita. Ready for this? Nischavin lizrog shmona. I wanted to throw it eight. Vizarak arba. And it only went four. Hare kosav shem mishimon. That's the same thing as, I want to write the word Shimon. But I wrote the only two letters, then I stopped. I got tired. Am I chayev? The answer is yes, I'm chayev. Why? Because two letters is a shear. My kavana was to write these two letters. I wanted to write more letters. But my kavana was to write these two letters. I'm chayev. Nischavin lizrok arba. Vizorak shmona mahu. What about the other way around? So it sounds like, what kind of question is that? I wanted to throw four, and it went eight. Me, Amrinan, do we say, ha'apik lay, okay, it went four. It went even more than that. Therefore, yechayev. O dilma, hecha debay, ha'lo nach. It didn't rest where I wanted it to rest. And therefore, I'm pater. So the Gemara, 1 second. V'lav hainu da'amale ravina l'rav, ashi, ba'amale, ba'omer kol makom shetirtza tanuach. Didn't we just say that wherever it lands, you're happy? So why would you be putter? That doesn't make any sense. V'dikamarta, 1 second. Hare kosav shemi Shimon. Aye, what about the fact that you wrote two letters out of the name Shimon? Me, dummy? You can't compare. Hasam, when I wrote two letters, kama delo kosav shem, lo mechtav le Shimon. When I write the word shame, I've written part of Shimon. Right? I've written the first two letters of Shimon. Hacha kamadalo zorak arba, lo mizrugi le tamya. But when I want to throw something eight and it only goes four, I didn't do what I wanted. It's not even what I wanted. So you can't compare writing two letters out of five letters to throwing four, wanting to throw eight and only threw four. You can't compare the two. They're not comparable. And therefore, when I throw something, I want it to land eight. And it only lands four. Could you say that it's half of what I wanted? You can't really say that.
Why not?
You really say, what?
I need to move an object 8 feet, right? I moved it 4 feet. It's already halfway to its destination.
No, but it's completely not what you wanted. This is what the Gemara is saying. But when I want to write the name Shimon, and I wrote two letters, I'm two-fifths there. I'm on my way.
If you needed to move something 8 feet and you moved it 4 feet, you're halfway there. I don't understand. I understand.
The Gemara says,
I don't understand why it works.
Look at the last. Look at Rashi. It's on the third to last line, the last word. Shetanuach l'sof dalid. When it goes l'sof dalid, lo muzdarek le tamanya. It didn't go eight. Bitmiya? I'm sorry. It's a question. Hilkach kinach l'sof dalid lo muzgay machshavt. No, that's not what you wanted. But lo dami shemi shimon. It's not comparable to shemi shimon. I hear you. I hear your question. I don't know. It's a good question.
Let's say he writes a mem sofit, so it's not even.
No, that the Gemara's going to get to that next week. That's tomorrow's daf, later in the week. Later in the week, the Gemara's going to answer that question. Yeah. In the next pair, we get to co-save. The Gemara's going to answer that question, but it's a wrong mem. Yeah. So we'll get to that next week. Sure. All right?
Yeah, I have a whole different question. It almost sounds like if you want to do a big, you know, if you have in mind to do something that is usser, right? And you do some of it, misvara, it would seem that if you did something that's usser, even part of something, you should be.
It's called chatzi shir, what are you saying?
Is that chatzi shir?
So it's not chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malach.
It's not chatzi shir because if I have in mind to write a two-letter name, it's not chatzi shir, it's two letters. That's the shir. Meaning if I have in mind to carry four amas, it's not chatzi shir.
That's right.
That's carry.
It's called chatzi malach, it's a different thing.
But the malacha of carrying
has different components.
The shear for carrying, I fulfilled.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's a good question. I wish we had more time to delve into this, you know?
Yeah, I think you could have spent a month on this stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow the Tanur Rabban on the bottom. Everybody have a fantastic day.
You too.